Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me by phone this morning, the Reverend Dennis Stuvey, President of Lutheran Braille Workers. Good morning, Pastor Stuvey.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm well. Glad to have you back on His Time and get an update on what's going on with Lutheran Braille Workers this morning.
Yeah, we have a number of exciting things that are in the works. The first one is, I think, most exciting for us here at the home office is we're putting into Braille and into specialized large print the ESV, the English Standard Version of the Bible. This is the first new English translation that we put into production in a little over 30 years, so it's an exciting time around here.
Well, very exciting. Why putting together this ESV, this English Standard Version, in Braille?
Number of reasons. We're using currently the 1984 edition of the NIV, and that's no longer being supported by the publisher. And also, most of our LCMS congregations are using the ESV, the English Standard Version. And we got a large donation of time and effort by an individual who is helping us encode the ESV and get that into production. So we're at the kind of the mid-stage. We're at the place now where we're able to get the codes and do some of the proofreading, and we hope to have it actually in Braille and in large print by mid-2015, so around July or August. We're excited about that.
That's very, very great. That's exciting to be able to have that coming out so soon. And the ESV is a great, is a good translation. That's what we use for a lot of our studies here on Worldwide KFUO. I know there are other helpful English translations. Quite often I end up reading a couple of translations at one time in order to try to grasp a full perspective on that. Why is it important to be able to provide the Bible in Braille, or as you said, in large print as well?
Well, you know, throughout the world, there are 55 million people who are blind, and you add to that here in the United States, 11 million people who are blind or visually impaired, and the Word of God is the saving Word of God. It's the message of salvation through Jesus Christ, and to put the Word of God into the hands of these individuals who are oftentimes very marginalized in society is just doing God's work, the missionary works. We want to equip our congregations. We want to equip mission agencies around the world with the Scripture, so that they can minister to those who oftentimes are, you know, pushed to the edge of society and ignored. And this is our opportunity to really reach out and to touch others' lives. Interesting thing with our English translation currently, and we know that'll be the same in with the ESV, is a large portion of our English volumes go to India and to pastors and mission organizations over there that are reaching out to the blind and visually impaired, and so we're excited. It's not just in the United States; it's really around the world.
So it's reaching a broader audience. And what were the statistics again that you gave us on the number of people that are impacted by blindness or some sort of impairment?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 55 million people in the world today are blind.
Wow.
And per capita, India has the most blind people. It's a large nation, as you know already, mm-hmm. but it's more blind per capita there. We suspect, and the statistics show that's mostly because of, you know, poor sanitation and poor living environment. But certainly, I just got an email the other day on Sunday morning from a pastor over there who is thankful for the material he received already and the material that we're continuing to send to him.
Well, that's just outstanding. So, the big project right now is the ESV version in Braille, the ESV version of the Bible. Any other projects that you're working on, or other events coming up with the Lutheran Braille Workers?
Yeah, we're looking at emphasizing this year an emphasis in India, reaching out to the mission pastors in India, those who are in the field, but also South America. Is another area where, as you know, we have a lot of many of our LCMS missionaries are there, and we're reaching out to them to equip them to be more aware of how do you approach people who are blind, how do you minister to people who are blind, and be aware of their needs and include them in their mission work. And again, equip them with the materials that are necessary to reach out to those people. The other thing that we are working on, and it's exciting for me personally, is equipping congregations to be more sensitive to people who are blind or visually impaired as they come to their congregations. That strange statistic that just keeps haunting me is that 95% of people who are blind in the United States are unchurched. Doesn't mean they're not believers, but the 95% don't attend a church or a congregation. And many times that we suspect that that's because the congregation isn't as sensitive as it could be to what they could do to be more welcoming. And so one of my projects is to develop materials that will equip congregations to say, be aware of the people who are blind and visually impaired, and how can you make their transition into the congregation much more easy and welcoming. We already have about 65 outreach centers that are really doing a great job of reaching out to people who are blind. Many of them aren't members of their congregation, but they meet monthly and enjoy a Bible study. They enjoy food and fellowship, and a number of volunteers make that possible in those 65 outreach centers. So those are kind of the model for helping us develop materials for all the congregations in the United States to reach out to the blind and visually impaired.
Well, thanks for sharing about the outreach centers. I'm really glad that you brought that up. I know we've talked about it a little bit before, but share with us what are some of the things that happen at the outreach centers, and how do they serve in their communities?
Right. The outreach centers begin by recruiting some volunteers who are willing to reach out. Then they get the word out into their community that they're available, and that it's really a time for fellowship, a time for food, a time to get to know each other and to support one another. As I said, many of these people who are blind or visually impaired, in fact, the statistic is 60% are single and isolated. They tend to stay by themselves. And we want to help integrate them with others who are sighted as well as those who are visually impaired. And so they all come together and enjoy that meal and that fellowship. One congregation is doing that has a particular large group of people who are blind who have guide dogs. And what they do is, as the people gather, volunteers groom the guide dogs, free of charge. And after the meal's over with, they bring them back in and are reunited with their owners. So it's pretty exciting to see that servant attitude in our congregations.
That is that is exciting. I know there's one right here in, well, there may be more than that, but I know of one here in our area, in the St. Louis area, and right in my own neighborhood. And you hear some great things about some of the activities that they do there and how encouraging that is. Now, are these, you mentioned that, the Lutheran Braille Workers reaches around the world. What are some things going on internationally around the world that Lutheran Braille Workers is doing?
Yeah, we're seeing that outreach, as I already mentioned, India, but to African nations, we are Swahili is one of the new languages that we introduced most recently, and we send a lot of our material to mission organizations, to pastors, to individuals in many places in Africa. So that's an exciting area too, where the Holy Spirit's at work and creating many believers, and we're thankful that God's using us to reach out to people who are blind or visually impaired through those mission organizations, through those pastors, through those congregations throughout Africa.
Well, very good. And how can we find out more about Lutheran Braille Workers? Where can we find out what are the needs and stay up to date on what's going on with Lutheran Braille Workers?
Probably the easiest way is through our website. It's lbwinc.org. So lbwinc.org.
Very good. And speaking of needs, any needs that Lutheran Braille Workers has at this time?
Well, we do have a great need, and that's always for volunteers, and we have about 130 work centers across the United States, so there's probably a work center close to where many of the listeners are. And, of course, donations. One of the things we found is our large print is in high demand because people who have macular degeneration can read our specialized large print. And so it's in high demand. And we have about a back order of about 2.5 years. In other words, if someone orders a Bible in today, it would take almost 2.5 years to fulfill that order. We'd love to cut down that wait time because they receive like a volume a month, and there's 37 volumes. But we'd love to cut down that wait time. We have the capacity, and we have other work centers that would be willing to step up and produce that. But it really is a financial thing. So we could sure use the financial generosity of our donors to help reach out with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
And you mentioned volunteers as well. What are some of the things that volunteers do with Lutheran Braille Workers?
Yeah, volunteers, they actually do the production of the Braille. In fact, in those 120-130 work centers across the United States, they'll actually produce the Braille materials through a press, and then the pages are punched, collated, and bound right there. And from those work centers, we send them the labels, and the labels are put on the boxes, and it goes directly to the end reader from those work centers. The coolest part about that is seeing our work centers box these up, put the labels on, pray over the Word of God that's going out into the world, and for those individuals that are actually going to be touched. So that it's one of the most rewarding things that our volunteers comment on, is the ability to see where the fruits of their labor are going to. We have some of the most dedicated people. They'll gather, most of them gather every week for about 3 or 4 hours, enjoy their time together, but they are dedicated workers, and we really could not be, this ministry couldn't be carried out without them.
Very good. Well, again, let's point folks to the website where they can find you. Or is there a phone number also where they might be able to reach Lutheran Braille Workers?
Absolutely. The website, again, is lbwinc.org. And the phone number, toll-free number, 800-925-6092.
Very good. Very good. Well, thank you, Pastor Stuvey, for being our guest today, the Reverend Dennis Stuvey, President of Lutheran Braille Workers. Thanks so much for taking some time to share with us and update us on what's going on with Lutheran Braille Workers.
Thank you, Andy. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. We'll get into, I believe we're going to get into John chapter 4 today, verses 27 through 45. Hope you can join us for that as we study with Pastor Micah Gaunt from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Ravenna, Nebraska, right here on his time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.